Thank you, Michael. That was absolutely perfect with the kind of title I have today. So my talk titles, as you know, come from our journal, and I'm a little bit ahead of us. So if you're doing the weekly journals and the daily journals, you know that my title comes up in a few days. It's not evident yet, but my title is Chaos Equals Crisis Plus Opportunity. And I kept that puzzling in that in my mind. It's like, I've heard similar something, and what is it? So the similar something, I'm going to get off the table first of all, the similar something that most of us have heard in motivational circles or in a center like this is that crisis, the Chinese word for crisis, are the two symbols, one for danger, one for opportunity. Well, that's really good because there is opportunity in every crisis, but it isn't true. The second character does not mean opportunity. It means imminently or at this time. So it doesn't have that flavor of opportunity. However, we can take a new idea and take the word chaos. Chaos. And chaos is when something is terribly confused. When there's terrible or terrific confusion, we could say that's chaos. And there's chaos theory that when you look at it, gosh, it looks pretty beautiful. It doesn't look as chaotic as chaos is supposed to look like. However, if chaos equals crisis plus opportunity, let's take a look at the word crisis and what its meaning is. Now, I know this is dictionary.com. It isn't Oxford or even anything else. But the first definition of crisis is a stage in the sequence of events at which the trend of all future events, especially for better or for worse, is determined, the turning point. Now, that's not a negative definition at all. Crisis simply means that point in time that a different direction is chosen. The second meaning is the one most of us know, a condition of instability or danger, as in social, economic, political, or international affairs leading to a decisive change. And the third one is a dramatic emotional or circumstantial upheaval in a person's life. All right, so we have crisis plus opportunity, chaos. Chaos equals crisis plus opportunity. If we think of it as turning point plus opportunity, or even think of it as that danger, the thing that is most unwanted. And all of us have experienced a crisis by that definition. There's not a human being that's exempt from experiencing crisis. But as spiritually maturing beings, we are taught to look deeply at whatever is happening in our lives, to look past the seeming chaos into what's possible, what's next. Yesterday, I had two lessons on this yesterday. The first was in my car. I've now discovered Google Maps, and Google Maps talks. And if you're in your car, and your car is Bluetooth-enabled, it talks through your car radio, which is great. So I had Google Mapped. I was going to do a memorial service in Rose Hills in Whittier, and I looked at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it gave me a map straight up the 5. And I thought, we better really leave early. It's Saturday. It's going to be plugged. And I got into my car, and the Google Maps seemed to say, go up the 5, but that isn't how it directed me. It directed me up the 405 to the 605. And then we were right there. It was perfect directions. But sometimes in my other GPS in my car, I just decide I'm going to go my way. I'm going to go the way I'm comfortable with. And if I'd done that, it would probably have taken an extra hour or two to get to my destination. It seemed chaotic, and then the phone rang right as the GPS was giving me one direction to turn, And the phone rang, and of course, it's the same thing. So I'm trying to have a short conversation so that I can make sure I've got the directions. It didn't matter. It didn't matter because this particular GPS, how many of you know Google Maps? I know Darren does because he, yeah, Google Maps. Okay, so it looks at traffic. And it decides which is going to be the fastest way for you to get from point A to point B. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. I'm now crazy about Google Maps, even though it interrupts a phone conversation. It's wonderful. So going home, I thought, it's likely going to take me the 605 to the 405 and home. Nope. It took me, I know many of you know these roads, but I didn't. It took me the 60 East. I'm going, I have to be in a state of complete trust and surrender. I'm going east. I want to go west. The 60 to the 57 to the 5 and home. It was perfect. It was fast. There was no traffic, which there must have been on the other ways because it calculates faster than I can. So, in seeming chaos, there was absolute order. There was absolute order. Even though I didn't consciously know what the absolute order was, there was order. And there is always order. And that's the thing I ask you to look at this morning. If something is going on in your life that looks chaotic, looks painful, looks like this is the worst thing that has ever happened, if you get quiet and look more deeply at that thing, you will start to see a pattern. You will start to see the presence of God right there in this thing that you're resisting. Another example, the funeral, it wasn't a memorial, it was a funeral, was for a friend of Kathy Story's, so I don't think the rest of you know her or know the family. But anyway, it was Japanese Americans. And when the man's brother told of his history, he told of being in an intern, not one, but three internment camps during the war. And that's exactly, I just felt how heartbreaking for people who had been born in the United States to be hauled away into concentration camps at the very time we're fighting in Europe, that very thing. And it's just, for me, it's been one of those things that I haven't let go of my judgment about. But here's what happened. The husband and wife were devoted to each other while she was alive. She'd been gone 20 years. Devoted. Where did they meet? In that first internment camp. And the uncle that was talking said, and she chased him. She followed him. Wherever he was sent, somehow she would get there too. And they were married happily, and a cousin said, she adored him and was devoted to him. So we, human beings, would never be able to see that special love connection could happen in this very horrible condition because our tendency is to judge. But what if we were able to see God everywhere? In every moment. Even when our heart is breaking. Even when we've lost something or someone. What if we could see God or at least call upon the presence of God right then and there, no matter what is going on? How healthy-minded we would live in that case. And we would really start seeing opportunities in all of our experiences. The opportunity for that family, they came from all over. The main part of the family was San Jose. They hadn't seen each other as a group like that for years. And so the opportunity was for them to connect with the living, to connect with each other. And it was really beautiful, the connections that were being made. And of course, there were at least three different world religions that were there, as well as an underlying spirituality. The man, the deceased, was an avid golfer, so Sunday mornings anywhere were out for him. that they had been his whole life, because that was his spiritual connection, being in nature and doing what he loved to do. I know many of you feel the same way, and I'm so glad you choose to come here first or after, because having this community is a place for you to be held, to be tenderly held when you are in crisis or chaos and you can't see God. One of us can see God for you, particularly the practitioners. That's what they're trained to do. So if your heart is breaking this morning, stop by or get their names, and there's a whole list, and make an appointment, call them. Get what you need so you can let go of the past, the pain, the baggage, and be fully, fully present. We teach change here. We teach that everything is changing, that life is about change. We teach that in order to move to our next highest version of ourselves, we have to let go of the current highest version of ourselves. In order to, we have to let go of what is to move into what will be. Yet, I'm willing to bet, if I were a betting person, which sometimes I am, I'd be willing to bet that there's no one here that just embraces all change and says, it's all good, it's all God. It is all good, and it is all God. But most of us, when it's personal, we have some resistance. We have a place where, I would prefer it not to be this way. And we probably don't say it that way. We probably just say, this is bad. This is bad. Do you remember where you were September 11th? Yeah. I remember the newscast that morning. We're all about, everything was closed, the borders were closed, we didn't know what had happened, but it was just, America has been attacked, America has been attacked, America has been attacked. And the visions were about even greater chaos than the horrendous chaos that was happening. And actually, for the world, it did continue to greater chaos, but here's a practice that we can do personally for ourselves. When something happens that you prefer not to have happened, you're in chaos, and this comes right from your journal. You'll read it, I think, in 3 days. Imagine what is the very... use your imagination to imagine what's the very worst thing that could happen here. For me, it's always death. Not my death, it's the death of our center. That's every single time, the very worst thing that could happen is everybody goes away and we are no longer. Oh, what a terrible scenario. But that's it. And the only reason to do that is so that I can look at all of the possibilities between what is and the very worst thing that could happen. And there are infinite possibilities. There are infinite possibilities. So what could happen? This place could just explode with people, and there could be so many people that we'd have to offer more services in the week and on Sunday. We could have 3 services on Sunday, and we could have 2 different bands, and we could have 3 different song leaders. I'm telling you that the possibilities are limitless, and for your life too, for whatever is going on. And I know you've told me things that are going on. I'm not diminishing your feelings or your experiences. I'm just saying that the spiritual truth is greater than any experience that you're experiencing. The spiritual truth is that you are one with the divine, and that divine is holding you in the palm of its hand at all times. At all times, in all cases, all the time. God is good.
All the time, 24/7, 365.
Good for you. Good for you. Indeed, indeed, God is good all the time. And so knowing that, we can train ourselves to look for the good. One of Ernest's teachers, Emma Curtis Hopkins, used to say, "This too is God, this too is good, and I demand to see my blessing in it." Yeah, I demand to see my blessing in it. Why not? What we will see coming to us as if it's outside of us is what we have planted in us. It's the seeds of truth that we plant in us that we will experience. Will we experience other things too? Yes. There are a lot of weed seeds in our subconscious. We've inherited a lot of tendencies that are not the truth. But can we rise up? Can we take this situation and call forth good? Absolutely. Think about the caterpillar as it's in its cocoon. You know what happens before it becomes a butterfly? It completely disintegrates. It's a mess. I mean, you can say you're a mess, but you don't completely disintegrate. You might feel like it, but it is just this jumble of liquid. A jumble of liquid that has the intelligence to know how to become a butterfly, which is what it does. In the right time, that jumble of liquid moves out from the cocoon as this gorgeous butterfly, free. I wonder if the caterpillar ever caught sight of what it really was, what it couldn't help itself from becoming. The same is true for each one of you. The same is true for each one of you, that even when you feel like you're a mess, that you're in deep chaos, there's a butterfly within you that is absolutely beautiful, attempting to emerge through you as you, through you as you. And if you listen to your inner GPS, even when you don't want to, it will always guide you safely home. And that's the way it really is, and so it is. Michael Garamoni, back to the platform.